my head, and you linger like a haunting refrain. And I find you spinning round my brain like the bubbles in a glass of champagne.
Frank Sinatra has been gone for more than 8 years, but tributes to the man who gave us such classics as You Go to My Head live on in Bolton Swings Sinatra. For Michael Bolton, doing an album of Frank Sinatra songs was inevitable. Like Sinatra, Bolton achieved superstardom with a steady output of songs people couldn't help falling in love with. Starting out as the lead singer of a heavy metal band in the late 1970s, Bolton skyrocketed in 1989 with his multi-million selling solo album, Soul Provider, featuring the Grammy Award-winning single, How Am I Supposed to Live Without You? The early 90s were also fruitful. Bolton's album, Time, Love, and Tenderness, sold more than 8 million copies. He was a top 10 singles artist of the year in 1990, and he won his second Grammy plus two American Music Awards in 1992. After that, there were more hit singles, more awards, and even a number one classical album, an achievement that eluded Frank Sinatra.
Tall and tan and young and lovely, a girl from Ipanema goes walking, and when she passes, each one she passes goes...
Perhaps the idea of turning 60 makes one think a little more about the passing of time and the work left to be done. Like Rod Stewart, who recorded his first collection of pop standards when he was 57. Or Barry Manilow, who released his own Frank Sinatra tribute album at age 55. At 53, Michael Bolton felt it was time to take his shot at some of the greatest songs ever written.
Fly me to the moon and let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me.
Of course, having a flawless band always helps when performing the Great American Songbook. On his new album, Bolton experiences what Frank Sinatra probably experienced, recording with a world-class big band, 17 horns, 35 string players, and a crew of seasoned producers and engineers working out of the same studio Sinatra used at Capitol Records. One slight difference. Sinatra never recorded a duet with his fiancée. From Bolton Swings Sinatra, Michael Bolton teams up with his soon-to-be wife, actress Nicolette Sheridan, on the second time around. I'm Doug Levine.
There are those who bet love comes but once, and yet I'm oh so glad we met the second time. Love is lovelier the second time around, just as wonderful with both feet on the ground. It's that second time you hear your love song sound.